The No New Friends podcast is brought to you by Sandpiper Vacations. For the best in vacation plannings, just visit www.sandpipervacations.com. Let them know that the No New Friends podcast sent you.
Awful. And she's just giving me hell for all of it. And I looked at her and I'm like, ma'am, I am here for anxiety medication. And if I don't get it, I will climb through this freaking window. I swear to God. Like, this is the moment that I need it the most. And yes, you're giving me a lot of trouble for it. So please, let's figure it out.
You know how you cure anxiety? Put anxious people in an anxious situation, and then you overcome it.
That's a cure for boomers. It's like, just stop worrying.
Yeah. When you put your hat in my backpack today, did you notice my pill bottle that was in there? Because I need my anxiety medication for A, Disney World, B, Disney World with you. So I made sure it was there. I do. Listen, my tequila stand is not open until 10:30. So between the hour of 9:15 and 10:30, I need the anxiety medication. Yeah.
Broadcasting from the Sandpiper Vacation Studios, it's time for the No New Friends Podcast. The podcast for adults who love to laugh at adulting. The good, the bad, and the funny.
Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's showtime. It's showtime.
That's right, you're listening to the No New Friends Podcast, voted number one by our friends and family, and number three by the Orlando Weekly Readers Poll. We are the podcast for adults who love to laugh at adulting, the podcast where everything unfolds. If you'd like to connect with us, all of our social media links are right there on our website, nonewfriendspodcast.com. While you're there, check out our really sweet merchandise and join our clubhouse. Become a friend with benefits. That's our Patreon, and for as low as $2 a month, you can watch us record the entire episode live. Every single week, you get cutting room floor, exclusive benefits, and you have a chance to win these custom NNF Crocs. We're going to be doing a drawing, a giveaway, every single month between our TikTok subscribers and our Patreon members to win these Crocs. Right now, we are streaming live on the YouTube, starting every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, segment one of the podcast. Tonight, it's going to be the whole episode one on YouTube, and then episode two is going to be on Discord. And then also, Sarah Lewis, Darren, and I stream from the Orlando parks every single Wednesday, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Tickety Talk. So make sure you follow us on on the TikTok. We'd love to have you there. My name is Scott. I'm the host. With me, as always, my talented cast of assholes, the scumbag reselling hoarder himself, Chris.
Pray for Haiti.
The Jewish American princess, Sarah.
Hello.
Our emotional support gay, Nick.
May I come out of the closet, Mr. Scott?
And our producer, Alex.
I'm the guy who edits a podcast.
So, Chris, this had to have happened to you before. Sure. So every Wednesday, we stream from the parks.
Yeah.
It is a known thing to me. Mm-hmm. It's a known thing to everybody that we stream from the parks every single Wednesday.
Pretty
morning.
Well known.
Very well known. So my wife tells me yesterday, hey, by the way, the groomer's coming at 2 p.m.
I'd send her on a one-way ticket to Haiti. Spoiler alert, there's cannibalism going on in Haiti right now. I won't talk about that for the rest of the episode. Go ahead, Scott.
Well, my wife likes to get eat. Never mind. So
you say you just groomed these dogs last night. Why do they need to be groomed again?
No, I looked at her and I feel bad. I can't say no. Like she's off at work and I am at Disney. I can't just say no. I can't go to Disney today for the fourth time this month to be here for the dog groomers. Does Emily ever do that to you? Does she ever assign things to you at the most inconvenient times?
Like dishes. Like if she leaves dishes when she goes to work, I have to do them. She's assigning them to me.
Yeah, but you just left them.
Well, the easiest way, is just not do them. Now, if you have a scheduling for the dog groomer to come over, you're stuck, man. I mean, what do you do? I would just text the groomer and say, the key's under the mat.
Right.
If they steal stuff, they steal stuff. But like, you got to get this Disney day in.
Right. Yeah. And it could have been a longer day because. Yeah. I was going to have Darren with me all day. So, my plan was to just hang out there till about 4 o'clock. Listen, thank good.
That's why you left early.
Yeah, that's why I left early.
Wow,
because
for dog grooming. That's so lame, mm-hmm. dude.
Yep. But let me tell you.
Did you hear that? Sorry, I heard a crack of the whip.
She got you in check before that vacation.
Yeah. The good thing is, it was probably the right time for me to leave because I went hard with the Bud Light, real hard. Like Darren and I got there at about 8:45. Sarah and Lewis got there at about 9:15, and I was already too deep. Like in 30 minutes. Huh. Before 9:30.
Sounds like my morning.
And it kept going.
I was too deep.
Oh, you were too.
And hey. Something else.
Yeah, I missed it. Man. Sorry. End scene. And I realize how pushy I am at the parks. Like, it's real bad. So, like, we left at the right time, for sure. Sarah, how was your day today?
Oh, it was fantastic. I spent the day with Scott being pushy. I did get to eat today, by the way, guys. I want you to know it took a poll on TikTok to allow me to eat. Yeah, because I said I'm hungry and he went, do you want to grab like a bag of chips or popcorn or something? I'm like, Scott, I'd like to eat a meal, please. Like just something of sustenance. But we did eventually get the poll up to enough votes that I was allowed to eat. Aww. So thank you for that, Mr. Scott. And he bought lunch. So
I did.
So
TikTok turned on me.
He is a strong word. He is a strong word.
TikTok turned on me. They were, yeah. Rachel paid for lunch. They were like, let them eat. Just let them eat, damn it. Like, they were going in hard on me.
Yeah, I mean, because I snapped at one point and and Scott was like, stop yelling at me. Everybody in the comments was like, just angry. Feed her. Come on, feed her.
She's not yelling. She's just hungry.
Yeah, well, I either stop and get myself coffee and food, or I make it to Disney on time. Or if I get to Disney on time and I stop for coffee and food, Scott's like, oh, great. We just wasted a half an hour in line at Starbucks. Thanks, guys.
I did say that. And I also said, do better. Wake up earlier. She said, well, I was up at 5 o'clock. And I said, well, wake up at 4:30. I don't understand what the problem is here.
Mm-hmm. You did say that.
Look in the mirror, Scott.
Yeah,
problem solved.
So there's a lot going on that we have to get to. Starting tomorrow, so Monday, March 25th is the first day that everybody can nominate us for Orlando Weekly's Best of Orlando competition. We have a title to defend. We've got a third place title to defend. If you don't believe me, I have the award right here. It's right here. It says Best of Orlando.
You just give those away for free when you win.
What?
You just give those plaques away for free when you win?
Let's go with that.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So
for those of you at home that are visually not watching us right now, there's a plaque that he held up.
Yeah, very big. Yeah. It's like 10 by 12.
Nick, this is why you're my favorite, because you remember that I forget that it's a podcast, and because we've been doing all this visual stuff.
I guess it is weird since you're going back and forth now between visual stuff versus audio, because it's like in the parks, you don't need to like say, hey, I'm walking here now. I mean, you do have to say it most of the time because people think that you're in like San Francisco or something half the time. You're like, where's Disney World at?
Right. I do have to answer that question a lot, though, which is weird. It's like I'm looking at Spaceship Earth and they're like, where are you today?
Yeah.
So vote for us. It's vote.orlandoweekly.com. Nominate us. Let's get on that ballot and then let's win this year. And we'll push that a little bit harder. Nick, so like speaking of I feel like I'm going too fast. I've just knocked out three topics in.
Yeah, I felt that you said like I'll say this minutes. At the very end.
Yeah. And we'll talk about that. I was just about to go into my vacation. I don't want to do that right now.
You're going on vacation tonight?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm lost.
No, I'm scheduled for next week. Okay. So he can't be on vacation because I'm on schedule.
I'm scheduled.
Well,
you keep saying a lot of sexual innuendos tonight, by the way. Have you noticed that?
I have. Keep all that in.
You say I'm gonna push this hard. Push me hard. I keep looking at you to see if like you're smirking, and it's just. I think you're just getting it all out because you can't say all this stuff on TikTok.
Maybe that is.
I think that's what it is.
I think that I'm so like.
You're like censored. You're like Bob Saget, like when he was on Full House, like he was like the perfect dad. Well, not dead. You're close.
No, not dead.
Yeah,
he is dead.
A couple of Bud Lights, but off scene, like he was making fart jokes and dick jokes and everything like that, and he's like not the person that you see on camera. So I feel like that's exactly what's happening to you right now.
Yeah,
you're just like word vomit.
You're I think you may be right because Chris tries to trip me up with all these, you know, things to read, and I won't.
Yeah.
I am. Gosh darn it. Yeah. Golly gee.
You're like Robert E. Lee. Like you're very just to the just very strict and very like a commander. That's what I meant by that.
Yeah. Thanks, Mr. Scott.
It's on a tight ship is what I was trying to say.
I hate all of you. I think that's it. I'm so censored, and now once I'm unleashed to the world, but I'm starting to do it at work too, where I'm like
unleashing, exposing yourself.
No, not exposing myself.
Okay,
unleashing the innuendos.
You're walking around saying thanks for the heart today. Thanks for the heart. Are you making like random yeehaw?
So he just comes over and puts a cowboy hat on your head. God,
I'm so glad that we didn't have to do that today. I'm gonna be completely honest, because at one point we were in line for Kilimanjaro Safari, and the people in front of us kept looking at Scott and looking at the phone and looking at Scott, and then I saw the young girl make eye contact with me, and then she's like, shh, mom, stop, because she could tell that I saw what they were doing, and I'm waiting for Scott in the background to yeehaw or something, and I'm like, oh no, not now.
And I spent $400 making Scott yeehaw, and then when he went live on TikTok, I bought so many cowboy hats.
Your kid doesn't need college. Like a yeehaw is perfect enough.
Well, you've got plenty of time to save for college.
Yeah.
Well, he has to get a job first. But like, for those of you that haven't seen this yeehaw thing, apparently you can send a virtual sticker that puts a cowboy hat and a mustache on Scott, and it's very entertaining. So please go to TikTok while he's live streaming, and you will see exactly what his yeehaw sounds like.
Strangely erotic, right, Nick? Strangely.
My pants fell off twice. Yeah.
Let me tell you, it did not turn my wife on. She immediately called a psychiatrist and said, you need some help. It's funny. This is like legit. And I keep telling, I told Rachel today, because the ban went through the House, and so now it has to go to the Senate and all that. I said, I'm warning you, if they take TikTok away from me, we need to buy the sports car or find me a side piece, because that's what it's going to come down to. Like, I cannot lose the TikTok.
Hmm.
She said, I'll get you a side piece. She's like, maybe you'll leave me alone.
Yeah, anything to get you out of the house, I'm sure.
So you're getting a new dog?
Oh boy.
I'll tell you what though, you're building your stamina at the parks, because I if I close my eyes, I feel like I'm having sex with you because of that heavy breathing. I just keep on the screen the whole time. And part of me's creeped out. Like, part of me's like, good for Scott. He's getting his steps in today. It took hundreds of dollars spent on TikTok and this midlife crisis to do it. But damn it, you're doing it. You're doing the thing, Scott. And I'm happy for you.
I'm getting a lot of exercises. I've built a really cool connection with my son. It's been great.
Hey, your son loves you again, which is cool. You buy him free food. Like, I would love
maybe
you
that's
too.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I'm just excited that I went like I think like 8 months without seeing him. Now his birthday and Christmas, because he gets stuff. But now I get to see him every single week, so it's kind of nice.
It's like, Darren, the stream needs likes you, so you're gonna have to come with. We're gonna have to see each other a little bit sooner.
You're 100% right. It's all for content. Like, they like him.
Yeah.
Better than me, so I'm like, dude, I own you every Wednesday. Sorry.
If it wasn't for Darren, I wouldn't even watch the streams. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Lewis and Sarah.
Yeah, screw us. Okay.
If it wasn't for the foot-long hot dogs today, You had me watching. Anytime there's a film.
Even I enjoyed that.
I made sure to find a hot dog place for you, Nick. Okay.
Yeah. Anytime there's footlong involved, like I need like one of those emergency alerts that go off, like when those when we had those tornadoes a couple weeks ago. I need that, please.
So, Nick, we've been talking a lot about TikTok and all that. I just want to know how you're feeling.
Well,
how's your back?
Thank you, Sarah, for asking me earlier, and Lewis. They've been checking up on me constantly. My back's doing better. But what had happened what had happened was Monday morning I woke up with a major migraine at 5 a.m.
Oh.
And I've never had one.
You've had a migraine
before? I think I had one when I was in the ER.
A few weeks ago, cherry popped?
Now that I know. I did, and it's awful. It's horrible. Like, I had ice packs all over my head. Piper was confused. She thought I was making her lunch on my forehead or something. It was an awful time. I literally went to the basement to just find anything dark place because any light was just, like, sensitive
moldy
to me.
Basements are great for migraines.
Ours is not. We have a new house and made sure we took care of that before.
Sorry.
Yeah. And it knocked me out. Like, my energy was gone. I literally slept all day Monday. Monday night, I slept 12 hours.
Pretty normal. Are you sure you were sick?
Yeah. I say it sounds like
it's normal for Chris. It
sounds like a typical day for Chris.
It's a work day for him.
Yeah, and then Tuesday I woke up and took about a 3-hour nap, and then after that been feeling better. But now I'm dealing with issues with our amazing healthcare system here. Uh-oh. So I'm on medications a lot. Let's just say all of them.
Every single one.
I'm on anxiety medication.
Both legal and illegal.
Exactly. I have anxiety medications, antidepressants. I have ADHD now. I have my Flonase for my allergies. And I have my PrEP so that I make sure I don't get HIV. So if you want to make sure you don't get HIV, please go get PrEP and take caution. Yeah. It's a new pill. Oh,
nice.
All the gays are using it.
Hold on. I've seen commercials for that. And I absolutely love those commercials for like the HIV AIDS preventative medication. And it is like they don't just pick gay couples. They pick the most gayest couples in this commercial. And I'm there for it. I freaking love
it.
I'm
not on it, but next time. So yeah, I think I'm on 5 like prescribed medications. And 2 weeks ago, I met with my psychiatrist to talk about we've been messing with my medications for the past few months. And I think that's part of the reason I've been having a lot of fatigue. And some just random side effects. And she put in a prescription to increase my dosage on my ADHD medication. This was 2 weeks ago. I still do not have my medication today. So I am very frustrated with our system. It is so ass backwards. So when she put in the prescription refill, apparently there was a nationwide outage because now back in the day, doctors used to have to write a note and then you take it to the pharmacy and it's this little post-it note that nobody can read. And now they have a system. They just put it in a computer, boop, boop, boop. It's at your pharmacy already. So that system was down. So my doctor had to write a note, dropped it off at my pharmacy, expected to get it the next day. They said, we'll have it in stock tomorrow. I'll call back the next day, and apparently my insurance is saying that it declines.
Oh,
it's inactive.
Good. That's good.
And yeah, so great news to hear when you have 5 medications and you're at the doctor every 3 months. So I had to call insurance and just answered a quick question, and they're like, okay, everything's active. It's fine. It should be good to go. You would think. It's still 2 weeks later, and I still don't have medications.
Nope.
So there's some sort of issue with the doctors not showing that I'm active. So that's not translating to the pharmacy, but I'm very active. And when I talk to the pharmacy, they're like, well, the prescription we have is for the generic version of your medication. But that generic version doesn't exist. So my doctor tried to prescribe me a drug that doesn't even exist.
So, and Nick, you're like, none of that knockoff shit. Like, give me the name brand.
Right. Yeah. And it's a struggle for somebody. So this ADHD medication, it's actually not even the good ADHD medication. It's not Adderall. It's non-stimulant. So, it's supposed to help with my anxiety as well, too. So what's really great is when somebody with anxiety can't get their anxiety medication, and now they're getting anxiety about the anxiety medication not being there or in their system for the past 4 days. So
it's a vicious cycle.
So how's your day, guys?
I've been there. No, that's exactly what I was going to say, actually, is that when I first got onto my own anxiety medication, I went to the pharmacy and there was a whole thing where my mom had brought me to this doctor. Like, she had told me about her. She called and made the appointment. So she made the appointment in my married name, and I was still legally under my maiden name. So there was a whole mix up with that. I get there and they're like, we're going to do it this one time, but you got to get it fixed. I go back the next month to pick up my medication, and my license does not match my actual address. So then I have to go. But at this point, I'm like, okay, well, I might as well go to the Social Security office and take care of that, and then do my driver's license, change my name, do everything I need to do. So I end up going back. This one woman at this pharmacy is awful, awful. And she's just giving me hell for all of it. And I looked at her and I'm like, ma'am, I am here for anxiety medication. And if I don't get it, I will climb through this freaking window. I swear to God, like, this is the moment that I need it the most. And yes, you're giving me a lot of trouble for it. So please, let's figure it out.
You know how you cure anxiety? Put anxious people in an anxious situation, and then overcome it.
That's a cure for boomers. It's like, just stop worrying.
Yeah. When you put your hat in my backpack today, did you notice my pill bottle that was in there? Because I need my anxiety medication for A, Disney World, B, Disney World with you. So I made sure it was there. I do. Listen, my tequila stand is not open until 10:30. So between the hour of 9:15 and 10:30, I need the anxiety medication. Yeah.
That was Sarah. Congratulations. That was your number two one liner of all time. Number one still being chorizo, but that was
delivery on it was just perfect.
Thanks, guys.
Chef's kiss. I switched. I had to switch insurances when Emily got a job, so I switched from our old insurance to her new employer's insurance. So in between that, there was a little mess up, and my anxiety medicine was unprescribed for the month. Like, it was just couldn't be filled because of the technical error. So I had to like take things into my own hands. So I like started Googling like natural things. So I was like putting like 3 drops of peppermint oil in chamomile tea and then just like huffing the vapors of the tea and not even drinking it. Like, you just like sniff in the vapors. I was meditating for like 3 hours a day. Needless to say that none of it worked. None of it worked at all. Okay. Yeah, nothing. Spoiler alert. It was horrible. Yeah, gotta love our healthcare system. Gotta love our healthcare system.
Like you said, with that anxiety, I've had those like outlashes, and it is from anxiety situations like that. And it's weird that I'm in a weird phase of my mental health right now where I didn't lash back. And when the lady on the phone, like, she was super nice with the insurance. Surprisingly, the insurance person was like the nicest person to work with. The pharmacy, like I said, they're awful people. I hate my pharmacy. Like, they don't give any craps about my health or anything. Probably. They're like, do you have any questions? Like, I don't care. I'm like, you're just counting a bottle of pills. Like, just get that to me. That's your
do the little QR right code.
Talking to these people on the phone, like I said, the lady at the insurance company has been super helpful. She's making sure she's being that person that's taking care of everything for me. Cause I was just literally calling person A, person B, person C. And it was just like he said, she said, and I'm like, somebody needs to figure this out because this isn't my responsibility. I can't see anything. And I told this lady, I'm like, and this is why I hate the U.S. health system. And she's like, oh, is it better in other countries? Like, she was probably 12, maybe. And I was like, yeah, I'm like, I don't know if you've heard of Canada where you can get prescription medications and anybody can get them. I was like, I'm at the point right now. I'm going to Mexico next week. I'm going to buy some in an alley somewhere just to make sure I have my medication stocked up. So that's how I lashed out. I was just,
meanwhile, Congress is worried about TikTok.
Exactly. Our priorities are in such great places right now in the U.S. So,
well, Nick, hopefully you get that stuff soon, because we've got a lot to talk about over the next week for my vacation. But before we get into the vacation stuff, someone sent me a package.
Oh,
congratulations.
I want a package.
Thank you.
What kind of package?
I've been getting. What's that?
Was it an email from Jack or a package?
No, it wasn't. It was something from Carl the Atheist, a.k.a. Carl.
Oh, I'm going to make you real big.
Yeah, so I do have questions, though, Kyle the Atheist. Carl the Atheist. So
Wait, what?
This is from Carl the Atheist.
There's a Kyle on the chat.
He's in chat.
There's a Kyle on the chat, and you're saying it's
the same
Carl.
Person.
What
the hell?
Anyway.
I couldn't be any more
his
confused.
Character name on Ashes to Awesome is Carl the Atheist.
What is going on with people just changing? They just use the same concept.
Yeah, like Ryan Wolpat. Kyle.
No, Carl's with a C.
No.
I'm pretty sure it's KTA.
Oh.
KTA. Gotcha.
So here's.
Shout out to Kyle.
Kyle Carl. Is this how the box was sent? Or did UPS damage the hell out of it and tried to fix it? Because there's like saran wrap everywhere. There's a cut on the. Oh, it went through customs. That's probably it was cleared by customs, so they had to open it. That's that makes sense. We don't do that here in the U.S. Yeah. We just send things.
Also, look at the decoy. He has got many aliases.
He does. So he sent me.
Maybe he's the one who sent the email. Maybe he's Joe.
Maybe Jack. I've yet to open it. Because I promised him I would open it on air.
Oh.
So.
You obviously opened it and saran wrapped it back.
No, I didn't. I have no idea what's in it. I had to open it because I forgot to open it, like the top of it, so that I can like make it easier. It's not easier, but.
Oh. I can't get over the fact that Carl is Kyle. Like, this is throwing me through a loop now. And I bet you he has a different alias. His name is like Kurt, his actual
name is
Kurt.
Maybe.
With a K.
Because remember, we talked about that statistic where people who want to change their names, right? They always go with the same letter.
I would change my name to Christian.
I was going
to
say Connie Chung.
Close, Connie Chung. Same but different.
Oh, I'm starting to see this. Guys, this is really cool.
Oh, wait a second.
This is amazing.
Is this fan art? Whoa! What?
Guys, how badass is that? And it's like,
I don't care if you want to call yourself like, Kyle, Kurt, Carl, you're the man.
That's
look
awesome.
Look at this thing.
This is amazing. What? Okay, so for those of you at home listening to the podcast and you can't see it, it is our rainbow NNF logo. So it's the white NNF on the rainbow board.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Wait, what is it made of? How is it 3D?
It's so there's like it's just different wood.
It's wooden?
Yeah.
Wow. How do you carve this?
Yeah.
I'm not talking to you, Scott. You didn't carve this.
I know. I know. I just opened it from the UPS.
I'm talking in chat. It's clearly says FedEx on there.
It's definitely UPS Express.
I'm dyslexic. His
your neighbor made this.
Dude, that is amazing.
Amazing.
Wow.
This is going to go up.
That is honestly
on the podcast.
That
wall.
Might take down Paris.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the perfect NNF and everything.
Insane.
This is so cool.
Murphy's Woodworking. So shout out to Murphy's Woodworking.
That's awesome.
Does he have social media or anything? Because,
yes, please tell us.
Yeah, because you got to post a picture of this and tag him in if that's the case, Scott. That is no, don't you can't put it down yet. You got to bring that back up.
Oh, I can't put it in here. Let me pick it up.
Is that heavy? It looks heavy.
It is heavy.
That thing is
like
insane.
It's not.
Give it a little. Let's see it on an angle again. I want to see this depth. Like, look at this.
And it's like
the, he even got the peeling end.
I said the little peeling of the end. It's like peeling. Perfect.
That is insane. There's a sticker
on
the
back.
Check out the back.
Oh, there it is. Murphy's Woodworking.
Where can we find him? Does he have a website or anything on there? Or no?
Yep. Facebook, murphy.woodworking.
Perfect. So Murphy. Look him up on Facebook.
Instagram, murphy.woodworking.
All right. We'll put that all in the description by Will. Scott, you'll put that all in the description of the episode where to find him.
Yeah.
That is insane, dude.
Amazing.
Thank you so much for sending that.
Yeah.
That is incredible. That was very, very nice of you. Seriously. Like that was like super nice. Not annoying.
Yeah, that thing is amazing.
Get that, but then to ship it down too. That is.
I know to ship it to Canada.
I know. It's like probably $400 in shipping. That is. I am like blown away by that. That is like.
So am I.
Because and the cool one of the cool things is like, you know, it's not much, but I like I put that logo together just so to see it on like a piece of art. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
like Chris, really, really cool.
I get so happy every time I see the logo that you. I mean, like, you know, this big tapestry behind
me. I learned how to make that little peeling, that peeling effect. I YouTubed how to do the peeling effect. And he did it. And he did it on wood.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's so cool.
That is insane.
So cool. Are you guys ready to play Jersey Man, Florida Man?
Yeah. Oh, yay.
Whether flipping a fan boat or crashing a truck, these states are filled with people who suck. So it's time for us to play. Jersey Man versus Florida Man.
Every week, Game Master Ryan brings us two news stories. One is from Jersey, one is from Florida. It is up to us to determine which one is which. Take it away, Ryan.
Hey guys, this is Ryan, coming to you from the No New Friends newsroom located this week at the Yob residence. Chris apparently doesn't know how to do manly things, so he called me to fix his dishwasher. When I got here, I told Chris I was here to fix the dishwasher, and he told me she's barefoot in the kitchen. I thought that was kind of offensive. That's almost as offensive as when I found Walt Disney World is celebrating Women's History Month with a sundae called the Kitchen Sink. Jesus, why not call it Make Me My Damn Dinner? Well, while I'm fixing the dishwasher, Chris is taking his bi-monthly shower. What's that? No, Emily, I don't know a good divorce attorney. Call Scott. He's been through it a couple of times. I bet he's got one on speed dial or on his Rolodex or whatever. I just remembered I need to check on Nick and see how his back is doing. He threw his back out picking up a towel. Lord knows Chris will never throw his back out doing that. Well, Chris is calling me into the bathroom to check out the faucets on the sink that he broke and the toilet that he broke. You ever think you're just not meant for home ownership? Holy shit, what is that smell, Chris? What the hell have you been eating? No wonder your wallpaper is peeling. Maybe I should buy you a push present for that. Also, why do I have to be in here while you're in the shower? It's like that one scene from Dumbo, except you don't have much of a trunk. Also, why do you have your phone in the shower? You're not live on TikTok again, are you? Why is there so many holes in the wall? It's always the little ones that have a temper. Man, that smell's got me more woozy than Scott on an edible. Anyways, while I find somebody to throw up into Chris's disintegrating pipes, let's get into this week's Florida Man or Jersey Man. And for our first story, two men scam an elderly man out of $24,000. And for our second story, a man flees police so fast that some of his clothes come off.
Okay. So we've got old man scamming and clothes falling off. Sarah, what do you think?
That's actually very difficult, but I think I'm going to go scamming the old person, Florida.
Chris?
Old people I usually associate with Florida, but I feel like he's trying to throw us through a loop. So I'm going to go the opposite.
Nick, what about you?
Yeah, I just feel like the scamming part, everybody's getting scammed right now. It's an awful thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like Jersey people just have cheap clothes, so we'll go Jersey.
Listen, elderly Florida, there's so many of them here. So I'm going to go the scamming the elderly Florida clothes off in Jersey. There's a lot of flashers in Jersey.
Can you tell my shirt's from Goodwill? Is that really that obvious?
Here you go.
A little bit. All right. Let's find out the answers.
Not even satire.
So our first story is from New Jersey, where two men are arrested for stealing $24,000 from a local couple in their 70s. Police say that the couple received a message on the computer from the two men saying they were Microsoft and indicating that their bank account had been compromised. They were instructed to provide bank information and send money through Bitcoin. Experts are now saying that the latest scam is TikTok, making middle-aged men who are desperate for attention to spend up to $1,100 of their wife's money. I guess TikTok isn't just stealing your info anymore. So that means our second story is from Florida, where a man flees from cops so fast that he loses some of his clothes. The cops could only find a pair of jeans, a sandal, and a sock at a shooting scene. Police identified the man by using DNA from the sock. I bet Scott's left some DNA in socks before. And in other news, a statue outside Crypto.com Arena honoring the late Lakers legend Kobe Bryant is full of typos. The plaque for the statue has at least four typos. Wait, there's only four? Here in North Carolina, you can expect four misspellings on your birth certificate. What, this guy go to some kind of fancy college or something? Either way, I'm sure Cody Bryant with an I would still be very honored by this statue. Anyways, that's it for me this week, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
That was really good. Ryan. That was really good. Ryan, that was amazing. That was
a sneaky good segment.
Sneaky good. Yeah. All right, so Nick, I've got this vacation coming up. I want to go through the checklist with you of things that I want to make sure are set and ready to go. Yeah. You know, you want to do a Zoom call.
I said, you're putting me on the clock right now. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Sarah's used to
this. I am. Yes.
So what type of coffee maker is in the,
I believe
his name is,
I mean, you have a butler that's basically just going to get you whatever you want.
I want an espresso, iced coffee with my sweet Italian cream.
I'll work on
this. How long are you there for, Scott? Just wondering.
8 days.
He's there a while, so yeah.
So you get an 8-day vacation.
And we talked about the coffee maker. I pulled up photos because I toured your guys' resort when I was there in October. And I took pictures of the room and I zoomed in and it looks like it's an espresso machine. Couldn't tell what kind of creamers, but... What is great about my services is I actually, right before we hopped on this call tonight, I sent an email over to Sandals directly with Scott's request and Rachel's request.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. You're amazing. We're going to turn this into a travel update, so hold on.
Nick's on the mic, so it's time to take notice. And if you don't like it, that's homophobic. Stay the hell out of his way. Move on, gay.
Yeah, so I literally have an email pulled up from 7:55 p.m. It's literally when I sent in. We started recording at 8, so that's why I was a few minutes late, because I was working for my clients that leave on vacation next week. And I know we talked about it before, but Scott is heading over to Sandals in Jamaica. And if you've not been to Sandals...
Jamaica, we have a bobsled team.
They do.
Wow.
Is that racist?
I don't know. That was like an Asian accent. There's
a whole lot going on there.
Offensive, like three different.
So countries. One thing I do for my clients is I send over requests to the resorts directly ahead of time. So this is something that most people don't even think to do ahead of time when they're booking any sort of vacation out there. Usually the requests that I get from people are like, I don't want to be near an elevator, or I want to be on a higher floor preferably, or we want two queen beds versus a king bed in our room. So those are typical requests that I send over to resorts. Occasionally I get some that are like, we like feather pillows. Can we have some feather pillows? Which was one of your guys' requests. I believe Rachel might've asked for one feather pillow in each room or each side of the bed.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure she did.
She loves animal abuse.
So my last request for clients that I've had, nothing too major. It's usually like there's three rooms that I booked together and they just want rooms that are close by. So I always reach out to my resorts ahead of time and they love working with the travel agent suppliers. So they love to go above and beyond for myself and my clients to make sure that they're treating us well, because we're sending clients directly to their properties and doing all the marketing and sales for them. Let me read you guys a couple of the requests that I have sent over, shall we?
This is from us?
Scott and Rachel. So the first request, this is talking about kind of some personal preferences. First one is Rachel never changed her last name. So she goes by a different last name. Scott sent me a message saying, can you please have them refer to her as Mrs. Maffei? Mr. and Mrs. Yes. Maffei.
When we were in Mexico, they were like, Mr. and Mrs. Slater. Like, we invite you to the chocolate event. And then
looking around because for her dad.
Yeah.
Wait, then her did you say old... we invite you to the chocolate event?
Yeah, the chocolate event.
Yeah, I'll just cut that.
I don't know if we can talk about that. Or Willy Wonka thing and Scott being in a white neighborhood.
Way too many issues.
But then also, Nick, she was like, no, that's not right. Don't do that. So at the time on her passport was her old married name. So they call me and they're like, oh, is this Mr. Hoffman? And I'm like, excuse me? So I know it seems like a ridiculous request. I just want, like, when they invite us to things, Mr. and Mrs. Maffei. That's can all. We, keep it simple.
So in reality, I actually sent it and said, please refer to them as Mr. Scott. That's it. It's Mr. Scott for both of them. I didn't send that one, but that's going to be on my updated one because I'm sure there's going to be more you want to add later. What else is on here? So we talked about, or I mentioned to them that it was your anniversary. So we talked about this ahead of time. And Sandals does a great job with anniversaries and honeymoons to make it extra special for their clients. But I went ahead and made sure it's, I've already sent over a butler request. I sent over a butler request like a month ago. This is just an extra of the butler request because there's been more additions.
Oh, sweet. Perfect. Is my butler's name Cedric? I definitely want my butler to be named Cedric.
Cedric.
Nick will just get him to change his name real quick for you too, Scott.
Right. Yeah. They will change your names for you.
Perfect.
And the last thing here on the personal things was just talking about, it was Rachel's birthday too. So I know you guys were celebrating that you haven't been on vacation since you guys got married. And I wanted to make sure it extra special since you haven't had time to take vacations, which I highly recommend taking at least 17 vacations a year.
He goes to Disney every Wednesday. What kind of white privilege comment is that? This is his first vacation since he got married. Right. For vacation every Wednesday.
It's because I'm spending so much damn money on preferred parking and Bud Light
and stickers. So now we're getting down to the room request here of what he would like in his room.
This is just start. Let's just start it.
This is just starting. That was just more personal request, like what should you call me? Oh, like gosh. About me type thing and about who we are. This is now the in room request. So for coffee, he would like lots of Nespresso pods, as well as Italian creamers. I don't think they import Italian men down there, but I'll try to work on that for you guys. They also requested water, but not just water, but like multiple cases of bottled water because they drink like a fish. And yes. I'm sure you'll be drinking the ocean at some point anyway. So same thing. soda, basically just Diet Coke, and not just Diet Coke. He wants fountain Diet Coke. So he's very specific about the Diet Coke.
What?
I don't
is that a thing? Is that actually,
I don't think
do?
So, but I'm gonna ask.
They've got restaurants. Yeah. Just they need to keep bringing me the Diet Coke from the restaurant.
So it's a possibility, and especially when you're in a butler room, they do go above and beyond for you. They will drive an hour away to find the right kind of beer. If you don't want canned beer, they'll find
good.
Bottle.
Rachel tips.
So
Scott sure. Yeah.
They're gonna hate you. So speaking of alcohol, so here's the list of alcohol that I have down: champagne, Pinot Grigio, tequila, Bailey's or Kahlua for the coffee, because you need to start your day with alcohol too. And I put lots of Bud Light and lots in capital letters too. Also, I put in there,
Scott's gonna be so drunk. Go ahead.
I put in after the Bud Light, Scott drinks those like a fish as well as the water.
Scott's gonna be so drunk he might go on TikTok Live and say hell. Oh.
I also have in there anything that you can help with hangovers. That was a request too. A good one, actually. I don't know if I have liquid IVs there, but just bring your own, bitch.
Maybe more alcohol. Yeah,
just more alcohol, I think, is how it works. Snacks. Lots of snacks was his request. Basically sweet, savory, salty.
Like Twinkies.
I don't know if a 5-star restore is going to have Twinkies. I can add that to my list if you'd like.
The gay one might, right?
Yeah. I'm going to a gay resort. Oh, I am going to a gay resort in San Juan next week, actually.
Twinks and Twinkies are the same thing, right?
Yeah. And then last thing here was just something that they want to do at the resort. They want to snorkel and try paddleboarding, which if this paddleboarding happens, I need the video.
Wait. Okay, so when we were all growing up, you're in a pool and like you get a boogie board or something and it doesn't float, so it goes like halfway under the water. I just feel like that's what Scott's gonna look like on a paddleboard. Like he's just gonna sink halfway under the water.
They're gonna have their own lifeguard just for Scott.
They're gonna be snorkeling, Scott's just gonna sink to the bottom.
And I would like to say these are all jokes, but this is literally the email that was sent to them. These were requests by them. And I know you guys, and you're not demeaning, you're not the type of people that's going to throw a fit, but there are people out there that will request these things and be royally pissed off if they don't get them.
It's one of the nicer requests.
So this one was friendly, and I know you guys would be friendly. You work in the industry as well too, and you're not bougie. You drink Bud Light.
Well, and here's the thing, Nick. Right. Here's the thing is we weren't going to even like, we had to force ourselves to come up with a lot of this list because we're like, okay, with the money that we're spending and this is an amazing resort and they can do these things for us.
Alex got that. She's spending. The credit card was her name.
We had to force ourselves to kind of like spoil ourselves a little bit and ask for these things.
You stayed at an excellence resort before. You didn't have a butler, right?
Okay. No. We had a server from 11 to 5 walk up to our room. But a butler.
It's a whole different experience.
On call 24/7.
Sean and I had it our first time last year when we did Virgin Voyages in the Mega Suite or the Massive Suite. And it was new for us. And we're like, I don't know what to ask for. So like we were just finding random things. We're like, we really could go for some pizza right now. He comes back with 4 pepperoni pizzas. And then like we're sitting in the hot tub. Yeah. We're like, can we just get a bottle of champagne? Here's 8 bottles. So it's really hard to get used to the butler service, and you're going to love it. When I stayed there before, they put me in a butler room as well too. And I didn't take full advantage of it because it was just myself. I was only there to explore the property for 2 days. So she got me reservations for the restaurant that I wanted, which was,
she?
Yes, they have she's too. She.
Okay. Can you add another request for me, please?
Can I be a female? 5'9".
Scott wants male. Scott wants the whole pre-Civil War.
I put in the request because Rachel did request. She wanted a male butler wearing a Speedo the whole time. So. And I'm staying in the room next door, which is amazing for both of us. So. Yeah, it's a different experience. And I know you've watched a lot of YouTube videos to kind of see what you should expect or what you might ask for. And these aren't ridiculous asks. They're very normal. So anybody out there that might be listening and thinking he's a crazy person, he is. But these are just fun requests to have. You're paying a lot of money for these properties, and they want to make sure they take care of you. And I guarantee you're going to have the best time of your life on this trip.
Do they do sexual favors?
I mean, it's Jamaica. Anything can happen there, man.
It's a great answer.
Yeah.
Very thank you so much, answer. Nick. This was the best Move I'm Gay ever, by the way. Best travel update.
It was all about Scott.
we finally have some closeness for Scott now. It was all about me before, but
Scott said it was the best Move I'm Gay because it was the most straight one. So it was all about Scott.
And it's just
we talked about Speedos.
That's true
for me, but booking your trip. I mean, you guys were actually very easy clients to work with. I have a lot more clients that, especially Disney clients, that it's a lot more confusing to understand that product. And you guys are going there, and it's an all inclusive. Everything's ready for you. And if it's not ready, you have a person that you can literally send a text message to, and literally your butler is going to be hiding in the bushes waiting for you at dinner. It is the creepiest thing. When I went to dinner, I'm just like, la,
so
la,
I'll
la.
Be the second creepiest thing then.
It's gonna be a toss-up. we just need video of that paddleboarding first.
Gotcha.
But it's a service that I provide. Most travel advisors do provide is reaching out to our suppliers that we have really good relationships with. I actually had a meeting with Sandals for lunch today and was talking about your trip, as well as some future clients' vacations coming up. And I'm super excited that you get to experience this and get to experience it working with me for the first time. I hope I have exceeded your services, and I will give you some service later if you want.
Thank you for your service. Well, thank you so much, Nick. I'm so excited about this trip. I'm so excited to talk about it. And when we come back from vacation, Rachel has committed to being on an episode to help me recap the vacation. You guys can ask her questions about things that you may have heard on the podcast.
Just don't bring up the TikTok and how much I've spent on TikTok.
Oh, we are going to like subliminally talk about that the whole episode without actually talking about it.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Alex, I think I joked about death too much this episode. You ever just feel like a cleanse from No New Friends?
Oh, yeah, always. Every Wednesday after I get done editing the podcast, I need a cleanse.
Yeah, just like a little bit of family-friendly content, right?
Something wholesome.
You have a recommendation?
Our other podcast, Dis His, the Disney History Podcast, I think would be a great alternative.
Do I have to like Disney?
I mean, it helps.
All right, well, because I love Disney.
Well, that's really good. That's a good start.
Where can I listen to this podcast that I record with you?
Well, our podcast comes out every Tuesday, but if you want, you can also go to our YouTube channel, Dis His Pod, and we have all of our past episodes up on there. We also are on all social media under Dis His Pod. We do post every week, and we also have our own Patreon, just like No New Friends.
Really? I'm going to have to go check this podcast out that we do together.
Yes, I would love if you listen to our podcast once in a while.
Alex, what's coming up on Dis His?
Next episode of Dis His is going to be fun. We have RJ and Ryan taking over. It's an official R&R episode, so no Chris or Alex on this episode. They're going over the history of Percy Jackson and the Olympians series and books. So the whole thing, the whole shebang.
Chris, you got any cliff notes for us this evening?
I do.
It's been quite the show. A lot of stuff's happened, so nothing can stop this little boy from recapping the day. The Chris's Cliff Notes way.
I think I want a more ethnic intro, by the way.
You want me to redo it?
I don't know, like a Thoughts from a Jew and then the theme song with those guys. I think I just want the same exact lyrics, but with their accent.
Okay.
Anyway, speaking about different countries, we didn't really talk about this during the episode, but for those of you who don't know, Haiti's having a serious cannibal problem. U.S. is evacuating the embassy because gangs have taken over Haiti because of cannibalistic gangs, which actually leads me to the question, like when their gangs go out and commit crime, do they, you know, bad guys are just usually just like, let's go out and do this. Let's go beat these guys. Do you think these guys just got up together and be like, hey, you want to go grab dinner? Anyway.
Oh, boy.
Scott talked about how TikTok started to go in hard on him. And his words exactly. TikTok today, the chat, I guess he was talking about, he said TikTok started to go in hard on him. Nick missed the stream today, but after hearing that, he won't be missing the next one. Scott talked about the Orlando Weekly poll that starts soon. Last year, as per usual, we got fucked by Tom and Dan. No, Nick, there isn't a video, just an expression. We started talking about how Scott does his yeehaws on TikTok. I was watching him with Emily the other day, and she was getting such secondhand embarrassment. She got up and started washing the dishes. I kid you not. Nick was talking about how he was on five different medications. On top of that, he owns his own business. Nick, put on a cowboy hat, become obese, and you have finally achieved the American dream. halfway through the episode, Nick's Wi-Fi crapped out on him. Now, meanwhile, Sean is having an amazing time watching two guys, one large couple.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That video, remember that?
Oh, yeah. Scott, this is a good one. Scott revealed some fan mail from Carl the Atheist, which had the NNF logo on a rainbow flag carved into wood. The last time I saw anything associated with NNF that was that gay and was wooden carved into something, it was 8 inches inside of me.
Hey, you're a big bottom.
And lastly, we talked about Scott's vacation where he is going away to Jamaica for 8 days. Now, Scott, we genuinely think that you've earned this vacation so much that we here at the No New Friends podcast – I want to announce that we're extending your vacation to an all-expenses-paid trip to the heart of Haiti.
Oh, wow.
And oh those, are my clips.
That's all I get since the heart.
It's been quite the show. A lot of stuff's happened, so nothing can stop this little boy from recapping the day. The Chris's Cliff Stones way.
Thank you so much, Chris. Now, before I start my outro, just as a reminder, we've got the Friendies coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And you can vote for it in our public Discord. just go to our link tree, our website, because it'll be there's a link there to the Discord. Like when you go to our website, knowyourfriendspodcast.com.
Wait, I have to cut you off. I have to cut you off because I was just thinking, like, if you go to Haiti and they get you, that might end the problem. They might have enough to eat, like, for the rest of they might be content. They might be good.
Wow. So I'll take one for Haiti then.
Sorry, go on with your link tree.
Yeah. Just go to our website, knowyourfriendspodcast.com. And you'll get a pop-up to join our Discord. Join our Discord and a link to the friend. We'll have the ballot for the friendies up this week.
Because, I'll make a channel in the Discord. How's that sound?
Yeah. There you go. Darren's going to send the nominations to Chris. Chris will take care of that. So make sure you vote. Vote for the friendies. Also, tomorrow, March 25th, is the Orlando Weekly Competition. So get us nominated. That should be the easy part. And then in a couple months, we're going to be pushing for the win, pushing for the win. So vote.orlandoweekly.com. And I don't know if it's under local notables or best local color or whatever, but it's either local notables or best local color. So make sure you vote for us. That would mean a lot. We'll have a link in the Discord and our everywhere, the Facebook, everything. Sarah, where can our listeners find you?
You can find me at SuperSarah94 on the TikTok, and you can find me at Old Soul Thrift on the Instagram.
Nick?
You can find me at Sandpiper Vacations on all social media platforms, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. And if you want to book your vacation, please reach out to us at sandpipervacations.com. Make sure to mention the New Friends podcast sent you. Like I said, we have some really awesome deals. I actually didn't get into it tonight in my travel update, but Disney just released, I'm going to announce it real quick, Disney released 4-day park tickets for $99 per day. So it's a
wow! I just released
right. So you can get a 4-day park ticket for basically $396, which is a really awesome steal for Disney because usually about a 2-day park ticket costs that much. They also have another promotion where you can get a 3-day park ticket for $89 per day, but that just cuts out Magic Kingdom from that, so you get to go enjoy all the other parks besides Magic Kingdom. So really awesome deal. So reach out to us on sandpipervacations.com.
And you said you're giving one of those away to your favorite co-host of the podcast, Nick?
Thank you so much, Nick. Appreciate it.
Sarah, I can't wait to go with you.
Chris?
You can find me at Chris Yob on Instagram to find 3 posts a year. You can also go to my TikTok at Chris Yob NNF. Please follow me on there because Scott and I go live a lot now. So you're going to want to be involved.
Exactly. And you can connect with us, all of our social media links right there on our website, knownewfriendspodcast.com. While you're there, check out our sweet merchandise. Join our clubhouse. Become a friend with benefits for as low as $2 a month. And you can watch us record the entire episodes live. In fact, our Patreon members, they're going to see the April Fool's episode before you get to hear it. So, you know, lucky on them, not on you. There's other exclusive content. There's all sorts of contests. So join our Patreon today. Don't forget, we go live from the Disney Parks Universal every Wednesday, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the TikTok. And we stream live on the YouTube. The first segment every single week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you listen to us on Spotify, Apple, make sure you leave us a rating, a 5-star review. 5-star rating and a review. We love that. Really helps us out. On behalf of Game Master Ryan, our producer Alex, Nick, Sarah, Chris, I'm Scott. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye, bitches.
No new friends, just the old and the bold. In the world of chaos, we're the ones you hold. Scott, Chris, Sarah, and Nick, a tale to be told. Welcome to the podcast, where adulting unfolds. Where adulting unfolds.